Hindenburg.
This site remains something of a puzzle. You can see quite easily that it's a very large, embanked enclosure, the bank with a ditch outside it, and it's a rectangular shape, and that there are features inside it. The easiest to see is a long, narrow bank with stones to this side of it. Now, part of that bank is undoubtedly the spoil when that stone structure was dug out in the end of the 19th century. Now, opinions have differed about this site, which is known variously as Hendenbich, Old Denby, or a Hen Eglwys, an old church. So it has a slightly ecclesiastical hint in the names. In 1859, when it was visited by the Cambrian Archaeological Association, the general consensus was that it was a Roman fort. And you can understand why people might think that, looking at this rectangular rampart in the middle of nowhere, looks like a Roman fort. But excavations searching for Roman material have failed to find any Roman finds, both 19th century excavations and some excavations in 1956. So it doesn't look as if there's any Roman presence here. The 1970s excavations in the valley, which didn't do any work at this site, didn't find any Roman material in this valley. The other possibility that people thought in the 19th century was that the stone building that they'd uncovered there was, in fact, a church. But it is far too long and narrow. Now, a long, narrow stone building in the middle of an open moor may be a medieval sheepcote or sheep overwintering house. Now, these are not so easy to recognise on the ground, but documentary evidence is good for their existence. They're quite large agricultural buildings, and most of the ones that are known are associated with monastic granges, monastic lands, or ecclesiastical lands. It's a matter of having the capital to build these kind of things. The first printed record of this site comes in the account of the Cambrian Archaeological Association's summer tour from Ruthin, and they had spent the day visiting other sites in the Clwyd Valley and returned to Ruthin for dinner and for a lecture. And then, after that, those members of the party who were well mounted, in other words, they had good horses, rode out to look at this site. And it must have been pretty late in the evening by then. An astonishing amount of energy and stamina on the part of 19th century antiquarians, much more than we could do today. If you continue beyond Hendenbich towards the windmills, you come to another of the Bronze Age cairns at Brennig. Quite an interesting little monument, quite small, but built of very large curbstones. It covered a cremation burial, and it also covered the site of an earlier round wooden building, which is possibly a Bronze Age house. So this is a rather unusual finding here, where most of the monuments have been entirely devoted to burial. This one seems to be a burial monument built over a pre-existing house. This belongs to a slightly later phase of activity in the Bronze Age than the other cairns in the main valley.